Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord reveal himself to you through his word. Today's daily bread is titled, What? What did they say? Coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. And it reads, Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. So our title was, wait, what did they say? Because, you know, in today's world, we hear people say, they'll say this, they'll say that. And you have to scratch your head and go, wait, what did they just say? Especially when it comes to the house of God. They're saying one thing, but the word of God says something different. Children of God, beware. Don't fall for the titles. Don't fall for the titles. Don't let your guard down. Jesus told us to be watchful. And we just read, we will know them by their fruit. What's good is good, what's bad is bad. God's word is God's word. Don't you allow anybody to change the word of God. You read it. You know what the word of God says. You go by what the word of God says. Not by some title. Not by some group. Not by some membership. Trust Jesus in his word. Because he says you will know them by their fruit. By their fruits, you will know them. You know an apple tree is an apple tree. Why? Because of the apples. Can you look at a seed and tell the difference between the seeds? But once you see that fruit, it tells you exactly what kind of tree it is. So you guys, don't be mesmerized by the lip service. Watch the fruit. Watch the fruit. Don't be deceived by beautiful words. What fruit? What kind of fruit is being left behind? May the Lord bless you this day. Pastor Tyron, signing off.